I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is in full flow. We're going to be coming into voting celebrities off pretty soon. They have just, they're going to be splitting up the camp now. So they've got to fight for their team and compete against each other, which is going to make it a little bit more interesting. They've all been very nice in the camp, but there's a few things that they haven't been nice about, and that is cheating. Now, the cheating has benefited the entire camp, because what they did was Shona brought in, oh no, it wasn't Alex, Shona, it was Alex who brought in salt for everyone, so their food wouldn't taste like actual kangaroo's backside.
She didn't hide it, they were just in sachets though. It was just like, yeah. Oh, you could have been a bit sneakier with that. Now,
I would have tried to sneak in salt, I'm not gonna lie to you, you know, or some aromat or something like that.
Aromat?
Ah, yeah, get
bit of stock, yeah.
Oh my god, aromat.
Aromat. Una. Aromat. Just on toast. It just tastes like chewy soup. It's amazing.
Oh, God. No.
Aromat on spuds. Oh, my days. Yeah, I'd sneak aromat in. But, yeah, but, like, if I had a little salt sachets, I would have been, like, a little bit more kind of, like, casual about it. I would have put it in my pocket, yeah, the salt, mm-hmm. and I would have opened it in my pocket or in the dungy or something like that.
Yeah.
And then when I've come out, I would have, you know, washed my hands, this, that, and the other. And when cooking, I would have just kind of casually stood there in my pocket. And it's like, there you go. And then just kind of, like, have it in your hand and don't make it obvious to and then throw it. Yeah. A little yawn and throw. Do you know what I mean?
But, like, I can't believe salt is something that they're not allowed. But it's contraband.
It's a jungle, Luna.
It's a jungle, yeah.
Yeah, there's no salt naturally there.
Oh, Rob. It's harsh.
Shona's, though, was a bit of a wild one, like air freshener.
Yeah, that was...
What? Like, if you were to sneak something in, what would you sneak in?
Oh, guys, I was absolutely livid. I brought myself some air freshener and they took it off me.
That was Ashley from Coronation Street.
Yeah, Susie's Denders is showing up.
Yeah, so what would you sneak into the jungle if you could? If you could go to the jungle, Luna, and there was, like... In the jungle, looking to get the crown, is Una, but she snuck this in.
Well, I don't leave the house without sparkling water or Vicks VapoRub. Like, I would panic. I would panic if I came into work and I didn't have my Vicks VapoRub.
If I was in the jungle and I smelt Vicks VapoRub, I'd panic. I'd be like, who brought that in?
Yeah, so you see, I wouldn't get away with it because of the smell.
Yeah, it's strong.
But
yeah.
I have to have it. I mean, there's just so many uses for this bad boy. Like, I use it as a lip balm. I use it for when I'm congested because, you know, I'm a bit snuffly. Snuffleupagus, yeah. So I use that. And then I rub it on my chest. And also, if you rub it on the back of your neck when you've got, like, let's say if you've got an aches or pains, sometimes it works, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, because there's an energy point there. And the Vicks stimulates it. Because, you know, the Vicks is kind of... the Vicks would be spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, what's the tingly? Tingly is the word I'm looking for, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tingly Vicks.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you all right there? So, that is what I would like to bring to the jungle with me. Like, I leave Vicks...
I completely forgot what we were talking about there.
Vicks VapoRub. All right. What did you think I was talking about?
I don't know, you just went on one.
I went on one.
Yeah. Sorry. It's now Friday, and you're meant to be off today.
So I would leave a tub of Vicks VapoRub in a different room in my house. I'd leave them in my bedroom, I'd leave one in the sitting room, just so I can never run out of it.
Okay.
It's a strange thing to... need in one's life, Vicks VapoRub all the time.
It really is?
Yeah.
Are you the only person I know who eats the stuff?
But I always smell fresh, though. I always smell fresh, you know.
Smell of something, anyway.
Yeah. So my eyes always watering around you, yeah.
Una would bring her Vicks VapoRub. What would you bring to the jungle if you had to sneak in contraband? Jeez, I didn't even know if we have time for this now. 087. It was a quick thing. What would you bring, Una? Vicks VapoRub. Brilliant.
But I just wanted to talk about how much I love Vicks VapoRub. Rub, that's all. Yeah, wow, don't try and silence me over there. What would you bring? Something boring, aromat, yawn.
All right, your food can taste like a kangaroo poo then.
No, it just didn't.
If it's going to be kangaroo poo. 087-102-107, if you could bring anything to the jungle, Jonal.
I would bring, I'd find a smarter way, sugar. Because if you don't want, you can't have chocolate and everything. Put some sugar for my coffee in a little belt. Secret pocket.
A little belt secret pocket. Yeah. In your sugar. Okay.
Oh, just something. And
that
then
makes
just,
sense. Yeah. And would you share the sugar or would you keep it to yourself?
I'd try to share it, but then it's kind of... I'd go around and give everyone the coffee by leaving a little bit in each one.
You'd have Ruby Wax go,
what is in my coffee?
She did a sneaky one actually last night. She stole a whole bag of licorice and she went off.
Just walked off with it. Yeah.
And everyone's just like, it's Ruby, it's fine. All right, so what would be your contraband in the jungle? 087 1102 107. What would be the thing that would you sneak in? Would it be something simple like sugar? Or would it be something convoluted and long-winded explanation of, like, Vicks Vapor Rub, which, you know, if you put it on the beauty spot of the back of the neck, which heals the brain.
Yeah.
What's going on? It's Cooper and Una. We're asking you, what contraband would you bring into the jungle? Because Alex got caught bringing in salt. And we were just like, fair play to you, love. Get that salt. I was saying I'd bring Aromat. Donald said he'd bring sugar. And Una said she'd bring about 20 litres of sparkling water and a tub of Vicks Vapor Rub in every room.
I have to sneak in Barry's tea bags. And I'm with you there, Cooper. I love Aromat and toast.
Oh, yeah.
And I also like the idea of sparkling water too, Una. So, yeah, I'd need a lot of hiding places.
There you go.
Yeah. Sparkling water just great for the fizz. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, now that I think there's something fizzy, like a Lucozade in the morning. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just that bubbles on your
lovely
throat.
Lovely bubbles on
your
throat.
Yeah. That was fun. Thanks for that.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, we will do a special on our podcast later on.
On the Vicks Vapor Rub.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it has many different uses.
Right,
okay.
So we don't have time right now. Play to win. I'll tell you what, Una. I'll tell you what. We can either do a special on Vicks Vapor Rub and you can. All right. Or we can do your prank call. Which is it to be?
Vicks Vapor Rub. How about it? Hi,
mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled. All the crack. Neatly packed and ready to go. Go, go, go.